So this is one of the things that J.P. Lang says in his outstanding article on this subject. God, while conferring upon rulers the right of sovereignty and investing them with full power to speak righteousness on earth in his name, has not withdrawn himself from the government. Remember, governing authorities. He has not withdrawn himself from the government of the world, nor resigned its supreme control. He rather exercises personally, as the highest majesty, his divine power in his government, and that to the fullest extent. And he makes known his efficiency as supreme and impartial judge by not merely taking oversight of the administration of justice, but also by calling to account those entrusted with it and dealing with them according to their conduct. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the people who judge and rule and govern unjustly will one day answer to God Almighty, who allowed them to be in those positions of authority, and they refused to judge justly, rightly, fairly, honestly. He awakens and maintains in the church, throughout the mouth of his prophets and servants, a due sense of this relation. He says further, the magisterial and judicial functions, he's still talking about Psalm 82. He's elaborating after extensive research on Psalm 82. The magisterial and judicial functions, which possess a legal power over even the life and liberty, as well as over the reputation and property of men, should be discharged not only under the authority, but also after the example of God, and therefore especially in righteousness and mercy, for they have been invested with the prerogatives of their high positions, not for oppression, self-aggrandizement, or illegal practices, but that they may execute further and defend justice, and all this from the favor of God. Remember what we were saying earlier. These people were supposed to be representing God. They were supposed to be ruling justly. That's exactly what J.P. Lang is telling us in this excellent article. Unfortunately, as is often the case, I'm not saying always the case, because that wouldn't be true, but as is often the case, you had some rulers who were not being just. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality, favoritism to the wicked? Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Now, this is what God calls for. This is what God demands. How many of you look for the types of politicians, members of the governing authority, who you know will do the exact opposite of what God commands? You look for those people who run for office, who you're confident will work to destroy the poor, the oppressed, the needy, the weak. You're partner to them, and God will hold you accountable too, because that's the type of person you look for to put in office. You will share in that person's consequences when God begins to judge. Yes, the Lord Jesus said we will be judged for every deed, every word. The Bible makes it clear that we will be judged even for our true motives. So we can play all these games, try to con everybody we want to try to con as to why we look for the kinds of politicians we look for. God knows the truth, and when he judges, when it's actually him, God the Son, the Lord Jesus, on this earth, visibly present, judging each individual, he's going to judge based on his full knowledge of why every one of us did and will have done what we have done and will have done. He's going to judge us based on his full knowledge of the truth. These people put in positions of authority, governing authority, have been invested with the prerogatives of their high positions. They're not supposed to be using those positions to oppress. They're not supposed to be engaging in illegal practices. They're supposed to be defending justice as representatives of God. Just like God doesn't come down and be visibly present to preach and teach his word, but rather he teaches and preaches through people who he has put in position to speak in his behalf. He doesn't come down and rule on these cases and judge invisible presence, but rather he has people who have been put in position to do the ruling and the judging in his behalf. And just like the prophets and the teachers and the preachers are supposed to be bringing truth, the judges, the governing authorities are supposed to be bringing truth, justice. And it really is the responsibility of each of us who has been given a position by God to do our jobs well. And so for these teachers and preachers who teach that we are gods, they're wrong. And here's the thing. It is our responsibility, just like it is a math teacher's responsibility to go to school, get the degree, learn the math so that he or she can teach the math well. The teacher of political science is supposed to go to school, learn the subject so they can teach it well. The science teacher is supposed to go to school, spend the time and put forth the effort to learn the science so that that teacher can then teach the students well. That preacher, teacher of the gospel is responsible for doing the research and studying the topic well before they begin to teach it, so that when they do teach it, they teach truth and not falsehood. Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.